Player spotlight today is Ryan Schrader, the Falcons right tackle. And first of all, thanks for the time. Appreciate it on a victory Monday.
Yeah, feels good today. You know, felt good coming to office. Everybody's feeling good. So
coming to the office, that's a veteran.
Well, it's also an offensive lineman, and that's what you expect from some of your guys that really grind it out up front, that really don't get any of the credit when you win, and maybe get too much blame when you lose. But Ryan, how much pride, I guess, first of all, how much pride do you take in an effort like yesterday? And you guys had a pretty solid year all year long. But when you run for 246 yards, that's like taking somebody out behind the woodshed and beating them up.
Man, when you hear that, it's kind of crazy because, I mean, for what those guys do for us, they run so hard, man. And they really just give us the juice, and it's cool to be a part of. And then you get, you know, us five up front working together. You know, going on all cylinders, I mean, it's pretty cool feeling.
You guys knew the stats coming in. You knew what you did well and maybe what they didn't do well. But still, this is the National Football League, as Dave always likes to say. This is the reason guys get paid. There's a lot of pride involved in this. So then to go validate it, I guess, in some ways, is also got to make you feel good.
I mean, we've been up against top defenses all year long, and it's kind of crazy, you know, week in and week out. And you know, you face some teams, you know, they may not be as stout up front, but they still got good players, man. I mean, these guys are here for a reason. And it's fun to kind of, you know, it's fun to get after guys, and it's a cool deal.
Ryan Schrader, our guest on the Player Spotlight on Dan Quinn Coaches Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, and then you magnify it. It's something that maybe the fan doesn't take into consideration. Sometimes when you're playing one of the better defenses, they've got the bravado, hey, run it at us, we can handle it, we're going to handle it with our normal people. Then you get the ones that are struggling with the run game where they flood 8 and 9 people in the box, which is what you guys got yesterday.
Yeah, you know, getting later in the game, you know, they knew we were going to run the ball, and they had to try to stop it. And, you know, overloading the box is one thing that, you know, teams try to do, and we just got to grind it out, man. I mean, we know we won't hit everyone, but, you know, the ones we do hit, they'll, you know, got a possibility to take it to the house, so it's pretty cool.
Symptomatic question, I think. Different when Devontae's back there or when Tevin's back there?
We feel great with both of them, to be honest with you, man. They're different, a little different style.
Right.
We know that Tevin, you know, he gets the ball, it's one cut, and he could be the house, so we just got to get on our guys for that, you know, that extra yard. And then Devontae, I mean, you know, we don't always get it blocked up right, and he can make something out of nothing, man. I mean, yesterday I saw a run. He was clearly, it would have been like a 3 yard loss in the backfield, and he just cut, made a cut. And I think he ended up getting 4 or 5. And then I'm just like, man, it's cool to block for this guy. Like
absolutely,
that.
Yeah. I mean, the what I see is Devontae's a little more patient. And so he's got a little bit more slip and slide to him, mm-hmm. where you described Tevin, I think, completely. I mean, Tevin's coming downhill. And it might be you're in his way. It might be a defender's in his way. He's coming downhill.
It doesn't matter. That's why I got to keep running my feet and hope I don't get smacked.
Ryan, talk about how you've come together, your five guys. And it's not just five guys. You've got other guys in the room. But the five that are starting, the way you guys have come together this season, there was some struggles a year ago, mm-hmm. getting things blocked up the way you wanted to. This year, you guys have really come together, and really, when you start looking at it, you guys are the strength of the football team.
I mean, it's every day going out there, man. Every day, you know, going through the drills full speed, pushing each other. And we got, you know, the five guys. We got guys, you know, backups that can play. It's just cool, man. I mean, the way guys push each other, bringing in Alex. You know, we got some veterans with Chester and those guys really know how to lead us and get us going right, and it's cool to see day in and day out.
It's interesting how, I guess, the evolution of the offensive line in some ways mirrors your football journey here a little bit. I mean, you've been here now as a rookie free agent out of Valdosta State, a guy who was maybe by your own admission a little late to football.
Yeah.
You're an older guy for a fifth-year guy in this league. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you kind of thought about it in that light?
Yeah, it is crazy. I mean, I feel like, you know, once things started coming around for me, you know, everybody else was, you know, coming along as well. And just my development, I just try to get better every day. I mean, that's really all I try to do, and try to take coaching well and just really soak everything up and try to work my tail off and I think that's been good for me so far.
I think you got to, you know, I think it's a great explanation you just gave us there, Ryan. And I think that there's something to, I was an undrafted free agent, but once you get here, once you establish yourself, mm-hmm. you got to kind of shove that stuff in the rearview mirror. You're not awed by being here. Now, you might have been your first day at camp, or you might have been that first year when you got a chance to play.
Mm-hmm.
But that's gone now, right? And now you're legitimately one of the better right tackles in the National Football League, and that's where your mindset has to be, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you got to be – when you're out on the edge, you got to be the most confident guy when you walk on the field, and I try to play with that confidence. And a lot of that goes into, you know, preparation and getting yourself ready. But yeah, once I figured out, hey, man, I can do this, I can hang, like, that's when I just really started trying to take off and just get things going. So,
when you decided, you know, and a month ago you got a brand new contract, which is awesome, and it all ensures, you know, your stability as a pro football player. But were there turning points for you in this process? I mean, you started a few games 4 years ago, and a few more after that, and then the last 2 years you've kind of been a guy that they've really counted on here. I mean, where were the turning points for you?
I would say, you know, my rookie year, I came in, you know, started the last four games, I believe, and I did some good things, and, I had some growing pains, and it wasn't always easy at times, and you just kind of got to put that aside and say, hey, man, if I just keep working, I can push past all this, and I can, you know, and hopefully I can develop into a player. And, you know, my chance came my second year, I started half that season. I can't remember the numbers, but, you know, I started getting that confidence, and then, you know, guys around the team started believing me, and I could really tell. And that's cool to feel too, you know, when your own teammates are like, all right, we can trust this guy, we can count on him. And that's just what I try to be every week. I try to be, you know, when they run the ball my way or whenever it's a big block, I try to get that done because I know how much it means to all the guys.
Ryan Schrader with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He's our player guest in the player spotlight of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. Is it hard right now to keep your head down? There's so much outside talk. Okay, this is the playoff scenario. This is what you need to do. This is what this team needs to do. You guys have been so focused all year long. I would assume I know the answer to this, but is it tough in a short span here? We got two games left.
I don't think so, man. I mean, the way Q gets us, you know, he gets our mind right every day. You know, setting the tone when we come into morning meetings. He's like, all right, guys, hey, this is what we got. You know, we can't look too far ahead because that's, you know, you're not going to make it if you do that. You know, you got to take it. Championship teams take it one game at a time. One day at a time, and we truly believe in that, you know, in the room in there. So I think a big part of that is Q echoing his message, and he's doing a real good job with doing that.
Ryan, is there any way to clarify kind of what 1 year to the next has been like for you guys under Dan? Because it seems like a lot of the things that were being installed philosophically, maybe even physically and mentally a year ago, but certainly from that aspect of the way you got to go through the preparation or the process, I mean – is all that being validated now?
No doubt about it. I mean, we put the work in last year, and, you know, things didn't quite work out. But we knew that if we learned from our mistakes last year, that we could be a pretty good football team. Mm-hmm. And you know, we just put our work on the grindstone, and just, I mean, we just kept working, kept believing what Coach Q was saying. And you know, he means everything he says, and he's real genuine about that. And we believe in them. So,
you guys are the highest scoring offense in Falcon history with two games left. You've already snapped that mark. You did that yesterday. I know that it's a great sense of pride for everybody that wears a Falcon helmet. You also have a quarterback that's in the MVP race. That's a reflection on you guys. How much does that mean to you to maybe push Matt to that moment and be able to do some of the things you guys are doing?
It's crazy, man, to think about that. But it makes a lot of sense, you know, being out here, what we do every day and, you know, playing as a team, playing as a brotherhood. And Matt, you know, Matt's been great for us this year, man. And I've always thought he was just the best QB in the league, and he just doesn't get enough props, to be honest with you. But he's been great, man. He's really stepped up big time, and he's playing phenomenal. And, you know, that confidence carries to all of us. So it's
all you guys have talked, and it's been incredible. I played on a lot of teams. I don't think I've ever seen a team. I've never been a part of a team that's as close as it seems like you guys are, because it seems the first thing out of everybody's mouth. You and I talked right after the game last night. first thing you talked about was your teammates. And is this the closest unit you've ever been around? This is unbelievable.
And people don't know, I've been on two national title teams, you know, JUCO, and then, you know, I've had Austin State. Obviously, we won it my last year. But those teams have a special trait, and I think that closeness and everybody together playing for each other, and we realize that if we all play together, like, we can do something. And that's what this team has. They have that feeling, and it's cool, man. It's a special deal.
Well, let's spend a few minutes here on your football journey, because I think it's fascinating, and I think it's a great statement about patience and perseverance in many respects. You did not play high school football, right?
Mm-mm. Nope.
So how did – I'm going to guess you played basketball.
Right.
So how did football even show up for Ryan Schrader?
I played peewee football, if that means anything.
Yeah. It all counts at some point.
That doesn't mean anything. It says it turned out. No, I'm just playing. I'm playing.
Obviously, I didn't play in high school, and I wanted to be a baseball player and basketball, and you know, those two didn't turn out too well, and I actually hit a late growth spurt, and that kind of sparked it initially. And I started school, and my dad kind of got to talking me, you know, talked me into coming back home and getting on the JUCO team, walking on. And I kind of thought he was crazy, but I just kept growing. I kept, you know, I loved to work out, and, you know, I was in the gym all the time, just kept getting bigger. And I was like, you know what, I played in PU, I'm a good athlete, I think I can do this. So I went home, and I walked on the JUCO team, and they said, you know, I was obviously very raw, I didn't know what I was doing. I started off as tight end, and then I went to tackle, because I was just, you know, getting after people and just aggressive, I guess.
Right.
And so pretty much took off from there. You know, I played there 1 year. We almost won a national championship. We lost by 1 point. And then I just, you know, I transferred to Valdosta State, and we had a good thing going down there. And it just kind of – it all sparked. I was like, hey, maybe I can play in the NFL. And then, you know, once I got picked up by the Falcons, got to the rookie mini camp, and really kind of – told myself, hey, I can do this, and let's do it.
Well, you've certainly done that. Ryan Schrader with us here on Sports Radio 99, the game, for a couple more minutes. Give us an idea from a fan perspective. What was that growth rate? From high school to your first year of college, was there a jump right there? What did you go for? What were you prior, and then
going into my senior year of high school, I was – under 5'10".
Really?
I was probably 5'7", 5'8". And,
holy
and throughout
smokes.
The school year, I started growing. And
your senior year?
Mm-hmm. I graduated at 6'4". And I was just
– in 1 year?
Yeah.
Wow.
And my teachers were like, man, they thought I was a new kid.
How'd your parents feel about buying those clothes and those shoes for you all week long?
I mean –
all year long.
They're like, oh no. I mean, the fridge was already empty, so it's
now. Is your pop big? Is your pop a good size guy?
Yeah, he's 6'4".
Okay,
he's a big guy. He had the same similar growth, you know, late growth spurt, and he kind of told me that, you know, hey, it's probably gonna happen, because his whole side is all 6'6" and above, so
yeah.
All basketball players.
That's
so
incredible.
It was very painful. The growing pains.
Oh yeah.
I mean. I had Osgood Slaughter in my knees. I mean, it was bad, and you know, I feel great now. Obviously, I didn't play in high school. My body feels great.
Fresh.
I mean, and you know, I take good care of myself, and looking forward to doing this a long time.
Well, let me ask you a football question. We got about a minute, and I want to ask you a football question. Been great to catch up with you, man. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, Carolina. I think this is going to be a physical. I don't care what they do tonight in the game tonight. They're waiting for you guys. They want you, just much like you guys wanted them last year in their return trip down here. Tell us about what your thoughts are about the game.
I mean, anytime we go into Carolina, we know it's going to be a fist fight. I mean, these guys bring it. I don't care what the records say. That doesn't mean nothing when we go into Carolina. And they got a physical front seven. You know, it's a tough defense. And you know Cam Newton can get going anytime. It's a big game, and we're excited. I mean, we've stepped up to a lot of challenges, and we're excited to get up to this one. So
hey, congratulations on your due deal, Ben.
Appreciate
we're lucky to
it.
Have you here. No
appreciate
question about it.
Thank you very much.